Yeah, massive results that for Brady. Top of the league and went further clear after that result, getting 233 for 8. Thanks mainly to their skipper, David Scanlon, who scored 69 not out. Shaban were in the hunt early, but lost in that number of wickets. Rachid Gurr, their top scorer, was 49, but all out for 159 and really comfortably beaten by 74 runs, which opens up a further gap at the top of Brady, because that's probably Shaban's last chance gone.
And what about the game Coleraine in second place beating Dunamana, 2 wickets?
Yeah, Dunamana having a bad season, 151, a poor score yesterday. Mark Corey, their professional, getting 36. Coleraine struggled, mind you, they did lose 8 wickets, but young Marcus Poskett with 66 got them through, putting them into second place there. Coleraine won by 2 wickets. And incidentally, Coleraine take on Brady next Saturday.
You mentioned, I spoke to you earlier on in the season where you thought Dunamana might make a comeback. Do you think there's any reason that they're not?
I think they've got lackadaisical. You know, if you won things year after year, I think the hunger might disappear a little bit. And I think that's what's happened to them this year. They were going for 7 in a row in the Senior Cup. That didn't happen when Brigade beat them in the semi-final. And their form dipped after that, even in the league, although they did beat Brady last weekend. But no, the hunger wasn't there this season, I thought. If they had stayed in the Cup and got the final, might have continued. But they've definitely gone now. They're out of the league challenge.
Brigade defeating Fox Lodge as well.
Yeah, very comfortably. Fox Lodge only getting 141. Shibo Tashiki, their professional, getting 47. Fox Lodge in all sorts of trouble now, second from bottom, and they play Ardenmore, the bottom side, in 2 weeks' time. Brigade losing 4 wickets. Johnny Thompson, 50 not out. David Murdoch, 22 not out. A very comfortable victory for Brigade.
And you just mentioned there Ardenmore, the bottom side. They defeated Eglinton.
Yeah, very much so. They absolutely annihilated them. 291 for 4. Ardenmore getting Decker Curry, nearly getting his 100th century yesterday. Out for 84, and Eglinton never really got near to Luanne Muller to get 57. All out for 158. Ardenmore won very easily by 133 runs, which gives them a chance of avoiding relegation now after that result.
We turn our attention to the Championship. St Johnston beating Bonds Glen by 66 runs.
Yeah, very good result for St Johnston. Moves them up the table a bit. Obviously not challenging for the Championship, but they'll be quite pleased where they're going to finish now, probably in the top 4. Moving on from that, Glendermot, who look odds on now to be promoted, they had a very comfortable win against New Buildings, and Kelly Clooney got a massive score over 400 against Drummond. And Ballyspallin, who are challenging Glendermot, they had a 9 wicket victory over Burndelet. So that's a 2-horse race between Glendermot and Ballyspallin. St Johnston's had a decent season, as I say, probably going to finish in the top 4.
And what's next now on the cricket front, Eamon, before we let you go?
Well, they have league games next weekend, and they're very important league games, obviously, especially that one between Brady and Coleraine. That's a massive game, because if Brady won that, they will certainly be probably crowned champions, and they are at home, so they'll be favourites to do that. And then next Sunday, our featured game will be the semi-final of the All-Ireland Cup. Strabane have got through to that, fair credit to them to do that, but they're up against it. They're up against the holders, Weringstown, who have already won the Belfast version of the Senior Cup, and they're sitting joint top of the league, so they're a massive challenge for Shaban. Home next Sunday, that gives them a chance, but they'll have to produce the goods if they're going to overcome Weringstown.